latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. City are again bailing with a big money move for Real Madrid midfielder Isco. According to reports, the club has an offer on the table for the Spain international. Isco's been close to moving to the Etihad on two previous occasions. Both times the deal fell through at the last moment. 24-year-old also linked with Arsenal and Chelsea, though City officials have never made any secret of their admiration for the player. Pep Guardiola also said to be a fan. Well, Gabriel Jesus' strong Christian faith is the reason behind his request to wear the number 33 shirt at Manchester City. The Brazil striker set to have his wish granted. It is the same number he wore at Palmeiras, who he recently helped lead to the domestic league title. The player who's joining City in a £28 million move is also a devout Catholic, and 33 was the age of Jesus when it is said he was crucified. Well, Sergio Aguero has told Kelechi Iheanacho to relish the added weight of responsibility and grab the chance to carry City in his absence. City's top scorer Aguero is out for four Premier League games, starting at Leicester on Saturday after a horror tackle on David Luiz during the defeat to Chelsea last weekend. Well, Nigerian Iheanacho scored City's equaliser in the 1-1 draw with Celtic on Tuesday. And he revealed that Aguero took him to one side to offer words of wisdom. He said, "Before we played Celtic, Aguero said it's up to me now to fill the gap and carry the team along. He's telling me I should do very well, and they are words of encouragement from him, so I'm going to do it. It's a big opportunity for me now," he said. "Sergio's not around, so I have to take responsibility, work hard and prove myself to the team." Well, loanee Patrick Roberts is confident he can succeed at the Etihad after playing against parent club City for Celtic this week. Roberts joined the Scottish giant on an 18-month loan deal back in January and has excelled under Brendan Rodgers this season. He also scored in the 1-1 draw against City. Looking ahead, he is hoping to get in the Manchester City side in the future. He said, "I want to finish this season strongly with Celtic and see where it goes." He said, "I know what I'm capable of. It's about what you do on the pitch, not how much you cost. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing and we'll see what it says at the end of this season."